Well, back. 3 month hiatus. Don't know where Huggy has been, but we're back with the Matt and Huggy and Applehead podcast.
It's funny how it's my fault. Really, it's funny how it's all me.
You know how you got to blame somebody?
Yeah, yeah.
Bam, you're it.
Yeah, you didn't throw me under a bus. That was a train coming from two sides.
No, that's wasn't. What you threw me. Yeah, where have you been?
I mean, what have you been doing?
I've been waiting for you. I wait for you. You're the brains.
You had maybe the lamest excuse as to why you couldn't do it last week. And we're going to save it till Applehead gets on.
Tell that's not a lame excuse.
I mean, it is.
No,
it was pathetic. It was pathetic. I thought you were kidding. That's how pathetic it was. I was like, he's kidding.
I wasn't kidding. I don't know why that's a lame excuse.
I mean, it was. It was bad.
I mean, you were like, oh, I was in the hospital for like 3 weeks. Come on, dude. What the hell? That's a lame ass excuse.
I know.
You know, the last time we did a Matt and Huggy podcast, because I do write all this stuff down. I do have notes in the notebook. Was yeah, dude. I have a whole book. Yeah. Come on, man. You know, this is where I've always been. You knew that.
You know, it's funny. You are oddly organized. Like, you're completely disorganized in some levels, but then oddly organized in other levels. I would say, yeah. It doesn't shock me because you're a complicated person in that sense.
The last time we talked was February 8th.
Okay.
And it was prior to the Super Bowl.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we all needed time.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I think we all needed time to recover. We needed time to breathe. There was healing. Healing had to happen.
And I agree. And I think I'm just about healed now.
Yeah, I would say I'm. In fact, I... The other night, I loved watching the Sixers beat the Celtics. That was beautiful.
That's the last train, dude. The last train's at Philly demise right there. I'm not even going to get on it.
I just enjoyed Applehead. That.
I hear you. Well.
Oh, my God. He sounds horrible.
Yeah, I think the Sixers are the last train to the Philly losing every goddamn championship there is besides the Flyers. Thank God the Flyers sucked. Thank God the Flyers sucked.
That might happen.
I just want to thank the Flyers for being consistently disappointing.
Yeah, and I'm happy with that. We have nothing.
Yeah, like, I never get my hopes up. I know they're going to suck.
I haven't got my hopes up. You guys want to make fun of me why I called out last week?
Yeah, why don't you tell everyone why you couldn't do the show?
Because my allergies were killing me. I had a headache, my throat was killing me, and I just couldn't do it.
I thought you were just hungover.
Uh-uh. Did you need a hug?
I needed a huggy, yeah.
Poor guy. So, you had sniffles? You had allergies?
Oh my God.
I mean, I have allergies too. I can't even fucking. I look Asian. I can't even open my eyes. They're so fucking swollen shut.
I couldn't do the podcast because I stubbed my toe.
This paper cut was just—it was too much. I couldn't focus.
You guys done? Are you done? Maybe. You want to keep going?
Maybe
that's all you got.
I had the sniffles.
Oh my God. Anyway, Applehead, I was saying last time we talked was February 8th, prior to the Super Bowl. And I feel like our healing, you know, is over.
We need time.
Do you feel like that?
What about the Sixers?
No, that's what I said. I'm not even going to watch it. I'm not even going to get on that train, dude. That's a train.
No, he's saying that we needed to heal from the devastating Super Bowl loss.
Yeah, did you see that? Did you see any of the draft? When the kid from Kansas City?
No.
started talking.
We're not talking about that.
But it was the cheese, and the kid was special.
No, I didn't see
that. I gotta send you the video because he's talking shit on the Eagles.
Well, you know what? Well, because they beat us by what, a whole 3 goddamn points. So good for them.
Yeah, with a questionable
call. I don't want to do this. I don't want to talk about it. I'm better now. I don't want to do this.
I can't.
I'm in a good place now. I'm in a okay. I'm cool with everything now.
Okay. Yeah, you know, me too.
So I don't want to get mad again. I haven't gotten mad in a while.
Yo, Applehead. By the way, I think I owe Applehead some money.
Why? I mean, yeah, you do. I remember.
yeah, you do, right?
It was so kind to take me to a concert. I haven't been to a heavy metal concert in freaking forever, dude. And then Applehead took me to go see
Static X.
Yeah,
I heard that. Yeah,
it was like Static X, Fear Factory, Mushroom Head. It was pretty impressive.
Yeah, it was a good show.
Did it take you back to the days when you and I would do these things all the time?
100%. Yep. Yeah, it was funny. It was definitely a throwback to me going and see that.
We even saw one of our old coworkers.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, Melissa.
Melissa St. Jude.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you guys had a good time. Get the website plug in. I was kind of jealous, you know. I haven't been to a metal show in a long time.
I haven't been to a metal show since we used to go. I mean, that was probably the last time, you know. Usually, and I go to these hippie jam band now, so definitely it was a little different, you know, to see that.
When I think of all the shows we went to, it's like staggering. It is like staggering. Oh, by the way, I want to pose a question, but don't answer it now because you're going to need time to think. But I saw this online, and it was the best opening and closing song on an album ever. And what are the two closing songs? So the opener and the close. What album? Best one.
Okay.
Ever. So think about that. We can revisit it later. I really loved it. Okay. And I had an initial reaction, and then I rethought it, and I've changed my mind.
Applehead, did I mess up your game that night when that girl was all over you? And I'm like, don't touch him.
No.
I was trying to, like, we went to the bar afterwards, and I was trying to, like, I was pretty drunk.
At the concert?
Wow, you blocked him? You blocked him?
No. We went to, first we went to JJ Bootleggers, and then we got some drinks there because I know the owner, and then we went back to the Plow and the Stars, and there was this girl, and she was cute, and she kept touching, you know, Applehead. I'm like, don't touch him. She's like, why not? I'm like, because it makes me jealous. She's like, what? I was trying to get her to put her hands over you more and try to help you out. And when I went to the bathroom and I was like peeing, and I was like, holy shit, I'm fucking wasted. I didn't even tell you how this night ended, Applehead. You ready to hear this?
Go ahead.
You guys ready for this story? Right, I was pretty wasted. Would you agree?
Yeah, we drank a lot.
Would you agree?
Did I mess you up with that girl, or was that good?
No, I still went home alone. It doesn't matter. I'll find a way.
I think when I went in the bathroom to Plow in the Stars, I had a gummy, and I took a fucking half of a gummy.
So, hold on. Can I establish? So the scene, you are already drunk. Is this correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you're like, this seems like a good idea to get wasted now, right? I just want to clarify. This is what you're thinking. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was a bad idea. So.
And you're 51? 51? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. So then I'm stumbling home to the train station, which is what, like 5 blocks away. I get to the where you sit down on the bench, and I proceed to probably pass out because I think I had my headphones on. I wake up and I'm like, the next train isn't for 40 minutes. So I don't even know what time it is now because I must have left there at 12:30. I get on the train and then I pass out again. Next thing I know, I'm at the end of the station line. I wake up and I'm like, holy fucking shit, dude. Where am I? And then all of a sudden my wife calls me. It's 4:30 in the morning. She's like, where are you? And I was like, I don't know. I think I'm at Lindenwald. She's like, I said, I'll just catch the train back to Hatfield. She's like, no, just fucking stay there. I'll pick you up. So I got home at 5 o'clock in the morning that night.
I think I'm in Lindenwald. Yeah, this looks like Vermont.
Yeah. <It's really> Matt wakes up, looks out the window. It says, welcome to Vermont.
Yeah. Why are people skiing?
Yeah.
So it was a pretty interesting evening.
I didn't know you ate the gummy. I know you left.
Yeah, I don't know why I decided to do that. Like I said, I thought it was a great idea, you know, being drunk and might as well just take a gummy now, right?
It just wasn't enough, yeah. Was it?
I felt like my game was almost coming back that night. Because remember, we were at the concert, and there was that girl who was like...
Oh, yeah, dude.
She was like, she had these leather pants on, and she was walking around like... You know when cats walk around with their ass hanging out and their tails up, like...
Yeah. Yeah,
that's she was like, I don't know. I was like trying to figure out what she was all about. So we started talking, and then she gave me her like Instagram. And then when we went to one of the bars afterwards, the girl that I was talking to.
Yeah, you had it, but I did. That was a wingman at the concert because I had to talk to her friend, and then I was talking to her friend, and she was just talking about her kids. I'm like, oh, really? Tell me more.
Right.
I saw you were talking to that girl, and I was like, anything I could do to make this last a little bit longer, and I just kept saying, how old are your kids? What are their names? What sports do they play?
Yeah.
So I try to help you out there.
Yeah, I appreciate it, but again,
that didn't work out either.
No.
Did she make you?
Now, do I sound weird?
Yeah, sound like you're Carvel the cookie puss. Hey, so it's Huggy.
Do that again. I got disconnected. And then I took a gummy, and I reconnected, and it's all weird.
Dude, now you're talking.
No, I feel like I should leave and then rejoin.
Yeah, tell us about your ice cream cake.
Wait, this is what Huggy sounds like.
Here's some ice cream cake. They're made fresh every day.
Wait. Yeah, that's not the right one. All right, I'm gonna leave and I'm gonna rejoin. Okay. Stand by.
Wait, here's.
I'm sorry, man. I try to be your wingman. I thought that girl was right in the wheelhouse.
Yeah, I got pretty drunk that night too.
Or is that better?
Yeah.
Okay, that's better.
Yeah, that's better. There you go. There you go.
God, I went into some podcast vortex that was just. I didn't think I could get out of.
You're like in 100 different podcasts.
All these people are like, who is this guy? He's not part of our show.
Cookie O Puss. That's the one I found.
Cookie O Puss.
It was the St. Patrick's Day version of Cookie Puss.
Why did they name him O Puss? Because everybody needs to eat O Pussy.
We make an ice cream cake out of Huggy's likeness and image.
Pretty impressive that you pulled that out of thin air like that. That was good.
That was really good.
Yeah, very good.
By the way, Matt McMahon knows this. Applehead knows this, but Matt, you don't know this. So I have to tell you something really interesting. So do you remember my old friend from Philly who was the furniture guy?
Matt?
Yeah, Matt, exactly. My friend Matt. Yeah. So he's in a lot of trouble. I guess Action News did some story like, you know, what are they called? The Crime Stoppers? Is that what it is? So they like all these people complained that, you know, he was allegedly, he had like taken cash money from people and didn't give them their furniture.
Okay.
And there's all these lawsuits that were filed against him. So
really,
him and his wife, yeah, he was arrested, arraigned, and he was also sick in the hospital. So he was texting me, you know, and it's crazy. Yeah, like they, the Crime Stoppers, the Nydia Hahn, she was really? Like, outside the store. They were following him, you know, where they have the grainy footage, and there's Matt leaving his car.
What kind of car was he driving?
I can't remember. It was probably something he shouldn't drive. It didn't help his it didn't help matters.
Yeah, when she shows up at your door, you're like, I probably shouldn't answer this. You know,
hey, how do the TV cameras are
here? Hey, it's the Crime Stoppers lady. I wonder what he's doing here.
I haven't done anything fraudulent.
Yeah, so it's like hundreds of thousands of dollars of people that and the thing is, these people were like, yeah, we thought it was funny when he asked for all the cash up front for the furniture. We're like, well, yeah, obviously. Like, who pays full cash up front for something
Well, usually, like, when my wife's parents used to own a furniture store, you would pay for it all. Like, Danish furniture, it would take 6 weeks to get delivered. You would have to pay for it all right away.
Yeah, they were – so the thing is, they weren't delivering. They weren't – it was excuses and –
So what happened to him now?
So, well, right now he's arraigned. You know, he's got a court date. And, yeah, he could go to prison.
Some poor guy's waiting in his house with no furniture for months.
So then, now here, this story gets even stranger. So I was tipped off about this by another mutual friend of ours. We all went to school together. So we've all known each other for 4 years. So he texted me the whole story. And anyway, this guy ends up calling me. He's an attorney in Philly. Calls me on Sunday. He goes, hey, guess what? I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, Matt, he stiffed my brother out of like $6,000 for a couch. I'm like, your brother? He goes, yeah, I'm writing him a letter. So he wrote him a letter saying he was going to take him to court. He was filing class action lawsuits. And I'm like, I don't know that I would do that. Like, I mean, it's somebody I've known 40 years.
Yeah,
but I kind of understand his point. I'm sure he's upset, but thing's crazy. It's crazy.
You know, he always reminded me of that Sugar Hill Gang song, your buddy Matt.
White Lies. Really? Him? Yeah. Really? He wasn't a drug guy. He wasn't a drug guy.
He wasn't?
He was. I mean, he liked to drink, but he wasn't into that.
Okay. Nah, where'd all the money go? Where did he blow it?
You know what I think would happen, and I'll be honest, and I'm not just, you know, saying this because I'm his friend. I think what happened was COVID hit, and a lot of people suffered during COVID, and I don't think he recovered. I think the business was cash poor, so he needed cash up front, and I think he got in over his head.
Yeah, he wasn't into drugs. He wasn't into fraud.
No. Yeah. It's just good old fraud.
Yeah, good old fraud guy. That's fine.
It was different. But, I mean, once again, all this is alleged. We don't know. It hasn't been proven. Wow. It's just crazy. It's like my oldest friend, literally, and he could be going to prison. And he has, like, he's got a son that's going to be graduating school, going to college, another one that's, like, in high school, friends? Do I stay friends with him? What do? I bail on him? What do?
No, I mean, whatever. I mean, if you could look at him and me, who do you think would be in that situation? You'd probably say me, right? 100%.
I don't know. No, honestly, no. Okay. You know, yeah, he was. You know, he's a little shifty. I mean, I've known him my whole life.
Oh, but man. Why wouldn't you be friends with the guy still?
That's what I feel like. You know, he hasn't stiffed me.
Yeah.
In fact, he gave me a bed many years ago. It's a hot bed.
Yeah.
You should cut it open and see if there's money in there.
Yeah.
Coke and fucking cash. Yeah.
Remember that bed you gave me? There's $5,000 of cash inside of it.
Yeah.
man, that's crazy.
It is. Like, it's absolutely crazy. Like, he has, like he was literally arrested. Yeah, and well. It's like, I can't believe it. My oldest friend could be going to jail.
Wow.
Now, would I visit him? Would you visit him?
He's probably only going to be in the jail a couple of years if he goes to jail, right?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's not going to be a long term. Yeah, I feel like, you know, his wife could go too. Like, she could go too. She's part of the lawsuit.
I would visit her first.
That is the type of unhelpful advice I hope that I would get. Thank you.
No, why exactly would you visit the guy? He didn't murder anybody. He's not child pornography. He's just a little, you know, a little shady. That's no big deal.
Yeah, right. I feel like you're right. I just needed to hear someone else say it.
Well, is he going to be in your state? You know, his prison? You don't know what prison he's going to be in if he gets convicted.
Yeah.
Which one's he going to?
I don't know. Where do you go? Like, I'm sure it's probably a lesser jail than, you know, with all the murderers.
What are they? Yeah. Guantanamo, Leavenworth? He's
in Guantanamo. Alcatraz. What are you here for? I am part of Al Qaeda. What are you here for? I ripped some people off.
I fucked a guy out of a sofa.
You evil bastard. You're an evil bastard.
You lied about a sofa?
You infidel.
he should just go to claim bankruptcy or, you know, whatever you do, chapter 6. Yeah,
it's probably what's
going to happen. And then you're fine.
I love it. Yeah, just claim bankruptcy, you're fine.
Yeah, you're good. That's what everybody else does, dude. Right?
Yeah, I know, right? Boy, that is just, that's the white guy answer to all crime. Yeah, guy just can't
bankruptcy.
Yeah.
You're fine. Okay. You're fine. sorry, everybody. He can't pay you back. He's bankrupt.
It's funny. He was always borrowing money from me too when we were kids. Always.
Was he?
Yeah. I don't think he would have eaten lunch if it wasn't for me, like his junior and senior year.
Did he pay you back?
No, but I mean, I did get a really nice king bed out of him. Like, he gave me a whole bed for free. Yeah. It was a nice one.
Okay. Well, yeah, he paid you back.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like a lump. You know, it was like that was the big payback. Yeah. It was the king bed.
I mean, if you probably, how much was a school lunch? $2 or something? So, you know, just think of all the $2.
I paid for other things. It wasn't just school lunch.
Okay.
Beer, drugs. There's a lot of things that I paid for.
So it equals out, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I never felt cheated. Yeah.
Did he hit you up for bail money?
No, he hasn't. He hasn't. And I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
What a nice guy you are.
I want to explain it to my family. I wanted to go away on vacation, but
I wanted to bail my buddy out.
Yeah, I wanted to bail him out. But like, if he's guilty, he should pay for it, right? Like, it's a life lesson. You know,
how much money was it? Do you know?
It's a couple hundred grand, I think he owes everybody. It's up there. It's a quarter of a million or more.
Well, time you sell your house and all your assets, you can pay everybody.
That's what I was saying. He's got a nice house where he lives. Pretty nice.
Yeah.
Pretty nice house. He probably saw that, and he probably paid a good portion of it right from there. Yeah.
There you go. That's what happens. So either pay it back or go to jail. That's what's going to happen. He's not going to go to jail. Look at an opportunity to pay it back.
Yeah. Does he live in Philadelphia? Because you could do way worse than you not go to jail.
I'll tell you what, though. They sent my mom's cousin. So my mom's cousin, he was 70. He had a bad heart, a severely mentally can you say retarded? No. She had severe autism. And then my mom's cousin, the wife, she was like, she had health problems, couldn't drive, and they still sent him to jail. He was like 70.
Oh, wow. And
they sent him away for like 2 years. Yeah, it was, you know, come on, Jews, come on. You know, what kind of crime are we doing? You know, come on. What do you think we're doing?
You mean he was giving people white bread when it should have been rye? That son of a bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but yeah, he went, but they sent him away. I was like, damn. I'm like, this guy's got every excuse in the book not to go away, and they still put him away for like 3 years.
Oh, my God.
Then I never liked him anyway. I never liked him.
So you never visited him?
Nah, never liked him. No.
Okay.
No. Damn. Nope, never liked him.
That's an interesting interesting story, Huggy.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny. I've been meaning to tell you this because I knew you remembered him. Yeah, he would come visit us. He came to events. He was always supportive.
I saw him in my town one time, and I was like, what the hell are you doing here? He's like, oh, I live here. And I was like, you live here? Remember that?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. You guys always liked each other. Yeah, you guys got along well. Yeah.
I'm going to go visit him.
I'll send you the Crime Stoppers link so you can watch
it. Yeah, I want to see that.
Yeah, it's pretty embarrassing. So we haven't done, obviously, the What Would Applehead Do in a long time.
Right.
And I do have a few if you'd like to do it. It's up to you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
We do a scenario, what would Applehead do, Matt? I say a scenario, Matt, then you tell us what you think Applehead will do.
Okay.
And then Applehead tells us what he would do. We're going to start off easy. this is an easy one. $250,000 is on the line. But you have to eat, you can only eat cold broth for a month. So it's just cold broth. That's it. For 1 month, but you get $250,000.
Yeah, I would do that.
Broth, cold.
Yeah, yeah.
1 month.
It's a lot of $250,000. Yeah. Give it to me right now.
So you think Matt would do that? Applehead would do that.
So there's nothing else in it, right? It's just broth.
Broth, nothing.
You get to choose. Like you could have like.
You can't have anything. It's cold broth. You can drink whatever you want, but
you could have broth. Onion broth.
Broth.
You could have like vegetable, chicken, beef.
You know what? I'm going to control the broth. It's chicken broth.
That's a whole different story now, dude.
Yeah, I'm not doing vegetable or beef. No, it's chicken broth. It's not. It's not very tasty. Cold.
Now, would you be all right? You would get your daily calorie intakes, your protein, or you'd probably lose
a bunch of weight. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's probably not enough, but you'd live. You'd live.
Survive. Can you take supplements? You know, to give your protein and your vitamins and all that.
No.
Yeah, I don't think only you can live off of broth.
I mean, how do you know? How do you know
what you can do? Sodium.
I mean, it's chicken broth. There's some protein.
Yeah, there's some protein. Can you have water?
Yes. You can drink whatever you want. So I just told you.
Beer?
Yeah, you got beer. Yeah. Yeah, you can drink.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good weight loss program. Bro. Can you drink it through a straw?
But it's cold. You can't heat it up ever. You can never have it warm.
Right. Can it be like room temperature?
I mean, I said cold broth out of the fridge.
Oh, okay. Yes, I would do it. I would do it.
He would do it.
Yes, he would do it.
All right.
Yes.
Go ahead, Applehead.
Yeah, this is easy. Yeah, of course I would do it. For 250 grand? I mean, cold broth would be disgusting. Although I don't mind chicken broth. It's not bad.
I would call you every day.
Beef broth?
I would call like every day. I would be like, what are you having for dinner? Oh, wait, cold broth.
You chug some cold broth on a hot summer day.
See?
You go for a run, you come back, and there's just cold broth in your fridge, and you're like, damn, I'm thirsty.
Man, you'd be like pooping liquid, dude.
Oh my God! Yeah,
yeah.
Your shits would be horrible.
Well, horrible. He said yes.
Okay. Okay. Let's go to the next one. We're gonna up the ante a little bit. $100,000. Not more money.
Wait, $100,000.
$100,000. Look for this.
That's less money.
It is less money, but what you have to do, you only have to do it for 1 hour. You would have a dildo placed in your ass for 1 hour. 60 minutes.
Oh, God.
Matt,
You know, what happens if you're like had a medical condition, Applehead, and you're like, oh, we got to put this up there to check your prostate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's for 1 hour. So what's the difference? I'm trying to talk you into it here. I'm going to say no, but I'm just trying to think, what if it was a medical condition and you were like, oh, you have
like it's
that
1 hour of your life. Like, yeah, it's going to suck, but it's 1 hour with a dildo. I mean,
no, he's going to say no. No.
100%. Would you do it?
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
It's 60 minutes.
I don't care.
It's like a 60-minute prostate exam.
Yo, I might have allergies, and I might be a little wimpy, but I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sticking it. Like, it's not like it's going to be hitting your intestines. Like,
how big is it?
I mean, it's snug. I don't know.
Is it a pocket rocket?
Now, I mean, is it like
you'll know it's there? I mean, you'll know it's there.
Or it just goes up. Yeah. Just goes up there and that's it and it doesn't move anymore?
Yeah, no, there's no vibration.
Yeah, it's not plugged in.
Yeah, okay. It's not plugged in. It's a plastic dildo. It is inserted in his ass for 1 hour.
And somebody walks in the room and they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, it's my prostate. It's secured my allergies.
Is it a doctor doing it or is it a...
Is it a hot female doctor?
Why are you hung up on the medical? Like, you want a medical professional to insert it? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah. Is there going to be any lubrication, or is it going to be dry?
I mean, I'd be okay with, you know, I'd be okay with you, you know, greasing up a little bit. Yeah, I guess so.
Is the doctor a hot doctor with red high heels and stockings?
Ooh, there you go.
Or the nurse?
Yes.
I just feel like it's 1 hour. Like,
no, he's not going to do it.
I agree with you. He's not going to do it.
Applehead?
$100,000. I could pay off my credit cards. Pay for my vacation. Yeah. No, I'll pass.
Wow.
What is this thing called, Godzilla?
Godzilla or King Kong? Which one do you want?
Yeah. I see it was made in Japan.
I mean, just get a case of beer and a pack of cigarettes and I feel like you'd be fine.
King Kong or Godzilla?
Godzilla.
Or the creature from the Black Lagoon.
I'll offer somebody in Japan, and I totally do it.
$100,000 is $100,000.
The creature from the
Black Lagoon. Oh my god!
All right, okay, let's move on to the next one. I didn't assign a monetary value. Hold on, I have to assign a monetary value.
Just making it up as he goes.
Okay, I know what I'm going to. So this one is $150,000 I'm assigning to this one.
And these are cheap ones today.
Yeah, but once this is only one night.
Okay.
You are stuck in a room for one night with, we'll say, I'm going to say 30 people, and they are all vomiting all night long. Like, they are all ill.
Sounds like last night.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Not even get paid for it.
Yeah. So you're in a room, 30 people, and they're all vomiting. And it's 24 hours of just people retching.
And is there like a place they're throwing up, or they're just throwing up wherever they
go? I mean...
You know, like everywhere?
Yeah. I mean, the conditions are not pleasant. They're not good.
Okay.
They're not good. You know, I mean, there's one bathroom, but, you know, come on, 30 people throw up in one bathroom.
And you have to sit in the bathroom.
Yeah, I mean, you're stuck there.
Like, you have to sit in the tub and then one after the other.
No, I never said a tub. I mean, like,
I mean, in the toilet.
You could be buckets. Sitting on a couch, a chair, like you're stuck there for one night listening to these people throw up. It's awful.
24 hours.
Sounds like a radio promotion. You know, yeah, when they like give away a car or something like that.
Yeah. You have to throw up in 24 hours.
You're going to get sick at some point. You're going to start throwing up, obviously.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Man, I don't know that I could either.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do
that. I think you'd get so sick.
No, yeah.
Just the vomit smell everywhere.
Oh.
$150,000, nice chunk of change.
Hmm. Yeah, 24 hours?
Just retching.
What do you constant. Do to occupy your time? Read? While everybody's throwing up?
You have your phone.
This is a good passage right here. Let's look at this passage of this book I'm reading.
Yeah. You're trying to watch a movie. The real intense part.
Stop could you guys keep 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Could you guys keep the throw up down?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to play Madden.
So yeah. So Matt, you say yay or nay? He'll do it.
Matt says no.
Yep.
Well, it's really Matt's call. You know,
well, are you?
I don't think you'll do it either. I don't think you'll do it either.
Okay.
I would throw up. If I smelled it, I'm bad with smells. Like I mean,
I think everyone. I would throw
I start gagging. You know, like if somebody like one of my old jobs, they did this pet segment, and one of the dogs peed in the hallway. So I had to clean it up and I just smelled it and I was like,
oh my God.
What job was that?
This was when I worked in television. So
and you had to clean dog urine up?
Well, didn't have it was there. So it? Like, you know, I was the only person in the hallway. I'm not just going to just walk past it. I mean, somebody had to clean it up.
You threw up from pee, dog pee.
No, I started gagging.
Okay. Yeah, so there's no way he'll be able to do it. No way.
He couldn't do it. Yeah, he couldn't do it. He couldn't handle it. Okay, last one. Yeah.
No, I would attempt it. I would try to get through it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it would be vile. It would be disgusting. But... you gotta try.
It's wow. Funny. We 24 hours of people throwing up is more palatable than 1 hour with a dildo in your ass. It's funny. That's why I'm fascinated by these things of what we were okay with and what we're not okay with.
We're both like, no, no. And he's like, sure.
Yeah. I think I'd do it.
I mean, how big is the room? Is it like a, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good size living room. 20 by 30. Yeah, it's. Yeah, I mean, you'd have room. I mean, not a lot, but you'd have room. You'd
could you have a window? You know, like crack the window open at least?
No window.
Oh, God. That would be rough.
He said he'd
this
try,
last
so.
One. All right, the last one is the worst.
Those are pretty
and there's
bad.
A lot of money online here. There's a lot, $10 million.
Here we go.
You know it's going to be bad.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Would you like to have 17 dildos in your ass? Three guys
no.
Someone's vomiting on your face. Yeah.
Now, and think about this. Just before you say no, think about it. So there's an older gentleman. He's a wealthy man. He will pay you the $10 million. He's a sex offender. He's paying you that money to take the fall for him. So you have to register as a sex offender for 1 year. Then he gets off scot-free. But just 1 year, you're registered as a sex offender. But he will pay you $10 million.
Well, aren't you always registered as a sex offender?
Yeah,
You know what I mean? Your whole life will be on your record.
No. Well, it would come out that it was erroneous, and that it would only be for 1 year, for one, you know, something would happen and it would be retracted.
I swear it wasn't me.
I would do that.
I would do that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one year, you know, it's not going to be your best year of your life.
When would you get paid?
The summer I was a sex offender. I'll never forget that year.
When would you get paid?
I see. Do you get paid?
Beginning or the end?
You'd get half at 6 months, and then the other half at the end of the 6 months. You don't get anything up front. You got to go 6 months at least.
And do you have to? Can you move, or do you have to stay where you're at for the year?
And you can't. And here's the thing: the 6 months. Well, I heard that part. Yeah, that was fucking disgusting. Oh my god. All right, so here
Ace,
it is.
Is that you, Ace?
No, my dog's dead the dog. Yeah. Oh my god!
Somebody step on a duck. What was that evil Rodney on?
Man, this somebody chicken broth.
Boy, it sneaks up on you.
Yeah, between man, that.
And I got a whole year in my butt. My diet consistently chicken broth, and I got Godzilla up my ass.
You'd be farting too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, just air up there.
Yeah. Oh, but it's grow up now.
I would do it. I would say yes, he would do it. What do you think?
I don't know.
I don't know. To people vomiting. This he's not even doing anything. He's just being like, "Oh yeah, I'm the sex offender."
That's me.
Sex offender.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Yeah, he would probably do it.
Yeah,
he'd probably do it. He'd suck it up for a year.
It was a mistake in the contest. You are now a sex offender for the rest of your life.
You're like, oh, well, I got $10 million.
That's what I'm saying. You know, money would take some of that pain away.
So, Applehead?
No, I would not do that.
Oh, my God.
Dude, that shit is on your record for life.
Okay, I just said, okay.
You can't, like, people who are registered sex offenders, like, you know, you could look up online and you're like, oh, that's my neighbor, you know, you're screwed.
I said for 1 year, but then it would be retracted. It would be gone. It would be scrubbed. It wouldn't be forever. It's 1 year.
How would, you know, people would find out?
I mean, within that year they would. Yeah. But then at the end, you would be proven innocent. You would be, oh, it was a mistake.
No, because then your reputation would be done.
And what reputation do you have? I'm curious. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well,
is there something I'm unaware of?
I would know. Yeah, no, I wouldn't take that chance.
I would. For $10 million, I'd be like, I'm done. I'm retired for the rest of my life.
I mean, yeah. I feel like, yeah, that's it.
How many beers you can get with $10 million?
I mean, yeah, the game's over at $10 million. It's over. Yeah. You're good, you know. You don't let people think I was an offender for a year. Like, okay, yeah. Once they found out I got $10 million for doing it, they'd be like, yeah, you know, I would have done it too.
He said no.
He did say no.
Yeah.
We're wrong. Mm-hmm. Well, we were both 50% tonight, Augie.
No. He was fine being in the house of people fucking yakking
for $1,000.
Yeah, exactly. Basically nothing.
Yeah.
No dildo on his ass for 1 hour.
Oh, we lost Huggy again.
Uh-oh.
He dropped.
Oh, wait a minute.
We'll come back on. What did you do?
No, I just got an error message.
I don't know what happened. I got knocked off again. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. You're good. You're good.
So you said yes to the broth. The broth you would do.
The broth, yeah. I would do, yeah.
Okay. All right,
that's an easy one.
Okay.
And the throw up he would do. Yeah. The other two, no. No bueno.
Do you want to go back to the music question I asked you?
Yes.
So, album, best first and ending song.
First and ending song.
So do you want me to tell you what I... How about if I go and then you guys go? Because I've had more time to think about it. I think it's fair that way. So my initial thought was Who's Next, because Who's Next it starts off with Bob O'Reilly and it ends with Won't Get Fooled Again. I was like, oof, man, that is like, talk about two epic statements to open and close an album. I mean, it's about as good as it gets. And I was like, I think that's my one. I think I'm going to go with that. And then I was like, wait a minute. I was like, hold on a second. Let It Bleed. Let It Bleed opens with Give Me Shelter, and it ends with You Can't Always Get What You Want. I was like, God damn it. That's just brilliance right there.
Yeah, that's...
And then I wrestled with Led Zeppelin 4, which has Black Dog and When the Levee Breaks. But I ultimately feel like Give Me Shelter and You Can't Always Get What You Want. That's just... it's just too good. Both songs are just... I really wrestled with all three of them, but I think Let It Bleed ultimately I think gets it for me. Yeah.
I don't even know, Huggy. This is kind of a hard question to be asked. Like, you asked these and then we did all this other stuff. I don't know what I can.
I know. It wasn't fair. It wasn't fair. Maybe give me some gut. Give me some gut. It's okay. Applehead.
I mean, I'm thinking of Injustice for All, but the last song is kind of it's that album's solid from beginning to end.
I wouldn't have thought of that one. I mean, I like that album. My favorite Metallica album.
But the last song on the album is my least favorite on the album.
So it's still a good song. But then it wouldn't count. It's got to be great first, great end. Like you think of Give Me Shelter, like, whoa, epic, unbelievable. And then You Can't Always Get What You Want. Like, wow. Like, it's like a beginning and an end. It's like those songs are epic. And, you know, Bob O'Reilly, Won't Get Fooled Again. Like, you're talking about just, it's like top of the food chain. You know, it's like, how do you top that beginning and that end? Go ahead.
That's a tough one.
It is tough.
Let's see. Hold on. I'm looking at something because I just want to.
You want to see? You want to see what's the first? What were you thinking? Give me some gut reaction. I want to hear gut.
My first one was Jimi Hendrix. Are You Experienced?
Okay.
It starts off
with Purple Haze.
Starts off with Foxy Lady.
Ooh. And really, the original album listing is Foxy Lady.
And it ends with Are You Experienced?
It's solid.
Maybe that's the North Ash. I don't know, because then I looked and says the original North American edition starts off with Purple Haze and ends with Are You Experienced. I don't know which one it starts off with.
Yeah, see.
Yeah, that's pretty damn good. Purple Haze and the Are You Experienced.
So I'm looking at the track listing. Hold on. So the track listing, I just went on Wikipedia too, just see what they said about the track listing. Hold on. So they say the UK one, exactly. The North American edition, which I guess you'd have to go with because you're from, you know, this is your country.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty good.
So it's
good
Purple Haze and Are You Experienced. Are You Experienced? Yeah.
Yeah. Not bad.
It's a tough one.
Then you got the Doors, Break On Through, and the End.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty good too.
Break On Through is pretty awesome. And then the last song, The End, like, damn.
Applehead, any thoughts?
System of a Down toxicity starts off with Prison Song. Great song.
That's a good song.
Mm-hmm.
Ends with Aerials.
I like Aerials.
That's a good song.
I mean, it's a solid album.
It is.
That's a tough question, Augie. I think I need more time.
I'm not giving it to you. You can maybe give me more than one, but you got to give me something. Like, I need some commitment. You know what else, too? Like, you know what else is really good? Jesus Christ. Led Zeppelin 1, Good Times, Bad Times, and then how many more times it ends with. Damn.
Shit, I'm just trying to think of some of my favorite albums, and that's a tough one.
It is. I agree. It is. I know it is. What's Guns N' Roses? Welcome to the Jungle and Rocket Queen. That's good.
Yeah.
It's pretty solid.
How about, here's another one. How about Born to Run? Born to Run starts off Thunder Road. Thunder Road and
Jungle Land.
Jungle Land.
Yeah. Two classics.
All right, I got a good one. This is one of my personal favorite albums. Please Meet Me by The Replacements. Starts off with IOU and ends with Can't Hardly Wait. That album's just good from start to finish.
Yeah, it's a great album. Great
album, Replacements.
I knew I was going to say that.
It's a go-to always with the goddamn Replacements with you guys.
It is a
fucking
great
Replacements.
Album.
Yeah, it's a great album. It is a great album. But IOU is one of my favorite songs by them, but it's good. Can't Hardly Wait's a really good song.
But I've never listened to that album.
What's Nirvana's Nevermind?
So Teen Spirit.
Okay.
And then Something in the Way, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that album.
That's pretty solid. Yeah, it's pretty solid. Something in the Way is really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. What about Pearl Jam 10? What's the first song on 10?
Not Go, right?
No, that's Versus. That's Versus. Right? What's the first song on 10?
I'm looking. Once.
Oh, okay. That's the opening song.
Once. It's yep.
Yeah.
And then ends with Master Slaves.
No. Oh, there's a hidden track. I hate the hidden track.
All the hidden tracks.
Release. Release.
It's Release. Release, okay. Which is a great song. It's a great song.
Yeah.
Once is good. I don't know if
There you go. There's my couple that I could give you right there, Huggy. That's tough, feeling? Though. You got. I mean, yeah, you didn't really tough. Give us it's a tough. Lot of time, dude.
I didn't.
You kind of like here.
But I figure if you think of your favorite records, you know what, how they start, how they end.
Well,
you know,
I don't know. It's hard. Like, I don't know if I have a favorite record anymore.
Mm.
So,
yeah, I don't know that I. You know what else too? Wait, which I thought of. Hold on, you're gonna get mad. At yourself for this.
Has to be The Replacements again.
No. Relax. I was thinking. Lucky. Yeah, I just want to verify to be sure that I'm right. That's all. Which I think I am.
Which one is it?
Wish You Were Here. I mean,
yeah.
You start with Shine On and then you end with Shine On. I mean,
yeah.
Shine On You Crazy Diamonds, maybe my favorite Pink Floyd song.
Yeah, it's a great. That is a great.
So you start with parts 1 through 5 and then you end with 6 through 9. Jesus Christ. It's pretty fucking awesome.
Okay. I picked just that saying. One.
You take that?
Yeah.
Oh, really? You would?
I probably would.
That's pretty good. That's a pretty good one. I'm going to stick with Bloody Bleed. I feel like Give Me Shelter and You Can't Always Get What You Want. Or...
Yeah, that's two huge hits.
How about
more than that? They're like, it's more than that. Like, they're just like, it's like a beginning and an end. Like, it feels like a beginning and it feels like an end.
Yeah. How about Animals? But that's such an obscure album.
Yeah. I mean, I like that album, but I feel like I don't listen to it a lot.
Yeah, it's just
it's good. It's good when I listen to it, but I don't gravitate towards it.
It's very drug induced.
Yeah, and the songs are really long.
You have to take a couple gummies for that one. That's like 10 beers and 3 gummies.
All right, so there you go. Well, that was good. That was good. That was good. Robust music discussion. Glad we had. Okay.
You think Pink Floyd ever did drugs?
No, not at all.
But I feel like they did, but I feel like there's probably bands did more than them.
I would say like that's that.
Just, I don't feel like they were as drugged as maybe we think they are. Like,
pick a band who doesn't do drugs.
Yeah, like.
I think it's very slim.
You're going to tell me that, like, Sabbath didn't do as many drugs as Floyd? Like, of course they did. Like,
yeah.
I think it's just Floyd lends itself to the music itself lends itself to drugs, but I feel like they weren't like they were no more messed up than any other band, probably, in my opinion. I don't think so. You know, that's just my thoughts. I mean,
do you think kids or bands do more drugs now or back then?
I'd say back then.
Yeah, back then, probably.
But I think, I guess they had access to all the drugs back then, right?
But I feel like they're all probably doing something, but they're not doing, like, the drugs the bands were doing back then.
Yeah. Like, what band like today would you say is, LSD like, doing like a lot of drugs?
I don't know. But I don't feel like it's the same. No, I agree with that. It's not the same.
It's more of a business now, you know? As back then, I don't think it was much of, I mean, it was still a business, but I think it was.
And more they're probably like, all taking pills. They're probably all fucking taking fucking pain pills.
Yeah.
And anxiety meds. That's what they're all doing.
Adderall.
Yeah. That's
well, Adderall. It's like, that'll keep you focused, dude. That's fine.
Yeah.
I wish I had an acid. I wish I had ADHD so I could take Adderall.
Doc, I just can't concentrate.
Yeah. I just can't go.
Can you, can I suggest some Adderall?
Just a suggestion, just floating it.
See, my problem is when I don't do anything, and I'm, if I don't drink, for like a week or do anything, I am so hyper-focused that it's almost annoying. I'm just like, oh my God, I need to fucking do drugs just to get off this. Hyper-focused.
You're like, I'm getting too much shit done.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Sometimes my kids are like, damn, you were really productive. I was like, I know, I wasn't drinking.
Yeah. Dad's sober again.
Oh, that's horrible.
That's funny. That is so funny. Alrighty, well, I guess it was good to catch up again.
It's
been a while.
Yeah.
It has.
Been well over a month, right?
Yeah, we had this like discussion in the beginning. It's February.
We talked about it already.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we talked about it.
No, so, 3 months.
Wow. Yeah, 3 months. Yeah, well, yeah. It's been a while.
Okay.
Quote Aaron Lewis. It's been a while.
Been a while.
I never liked that song. I'm not gonna. Never did.
I did.
Actually, no, I shouldn't say it. It burned out quickly. That's what it was. It just burned out seriously fast. I liked it for a week, and I was like, please stop playing it.
I thought it was just a song that you could all relate to, you know what I mean? A song about it sounds like a girl or someone you had a relationship with, and, it goes sour. And, we all relate to that kind of stuff.
It's Can been we... a while since Applehead got laid.
Yeah, he doesn't say that.
No, I thought that one. I thought that was the lyrics. No, that wasn't the lyrics.
Been a while.
Okay, gentlemen, that was good.
All right,
I hear you.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Applehead.
All right, maybe next week.
Maybe.
I hear you. Maybe not. Hey, depends on allergies.
All right. Get that Zyrtec in.
Okay, I will.
All right. Alrighty.
I hear you.
Okay.
Bye.